such a good job that he has been hired by the Smithsonian, which is, I think, says a lot for not only him, but the program that we have here at White Springs. So when I said that it was that the exhibition was put together by him, it was not. It was put together by Nancy News and some of the staff here at the Bureau of Florida Folklife Programs. One thing that that amazes me is that Florida has the largest state-funded folklore program in the nation. Which, yeah, me too. I think that's fantastic. And it says some pretty amazing things about the sensitivity of the Department of State and some of the people who are in the Department of State and the fact that they support preservation of all the fine cultures that we have. So tomorrow night, during the Folk Heritage Awards, there are going to be some of the politicians who are involved in this, and we'll introduce them at that time. And if you get a chance to tell them how much you appreciate their support of folklore, feel free to do so. In fact, feel like you ought to do that, just to let them know how much we support the Bureau of Florida Folklife Programs, which you and I don't call that at all. We call them the people at White Springs. Ensemble.
Can you see it? Yeah. Can I? What am I supposed to see? A joke or something.
Tell a joke or something.
Well, I was just sitting back there with Thelma, and it occurred to me how far I have come in the 10 years I've been in Florida. I came here 8 years ago to the festival as a complete stranger, and now I get to sit up there and sweet talk Thelma. Feels like I've died and gone to heaven.
All right.
She was telling me old Coca-Cola stories. You see, her daddy was the Coca-Cola bottler for 60 years in Gainesville. Thelma knows everything there is to know about Coke. Uh-oh. They took it wrong, Thelma. We're not ready, are we?
Nope. Hi.
Hi, Chris.
What are you doing way out over there?
I just sort of psychic balance.
Right.
I couldn't think of a single terrible joke to tell. I can't
believe he's speechless. You're lucky.
You all are very lucky. Very lucky.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, let's sing then.
Okay.
If they're so lucky, let's just tell them how lucky they are.
Okay.
This is an old, kind of a new cowboy song that we like to sing called The Night Rider's Lament. It's a fun one. Sing and yodel. While I was out riding, graveyard shift midnight till dawn, the moon was as bright as a reading light for a letter from an old friend back home. He asked, "Why do you ride for a living? Why do you roll for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere and you're losing your share. You must have gone crazy out there." He said, "I saw Penny a few days ago. she's married and has a good life. Boy, you sure missed the track when you never came back. She's the perfect professional's wife. She asked, why does he ride for his money? Why does he roll for short pay? He ain't getting nowhere, and he's losing his share. They must all be crazy out there. Then Billy came out to relieve me. Dawn's early pink in the sky. He looked at the letter and he smiled, he knew. He read it with a wink in his eye. They asked, why do we ride for a living? Why do we roll for short pay? We ain't getting nowhere, and we're losing our share. We must all be crazy out here, but they've never seen the northern lights. They never saw Hawk on the wing. They've never seen spring on the great divide.
Thank you. Most of the songs that we sing tell stories, and the next one is an old one. That story that those that have the power decide what's the right and the good. And so it was for a young girl back in the Massachusetts colony in the 1700s when she was condemned to death for bewitching her neighbor's cattle and sending them off to sea to drown.
Susanna Martin was a witch who dwelt in Amesbury. With brilliant eye and salty tongue she worked her sorcery. And when into the judge's court the sheriffs brought her hither, the lilacs drooped as she passed by, and then were seen to wither. A witch she was, though trig and neat, her comely head held high. It did not seem that one as she with Satan so would vie. And when in court the afflicted ones proclaimed her evil ways, she laughed aloud and boldly then met Cotton Mather's gaze. Who hath bewitched these maids, he asked, and strong was her reply. If they be dealing in black arts, you know as well as I. And then the stricken ones made moan as she approached near. They saw her shape upon the beam, so none could doubt was there. The neighbors round swore to the truth of her satanic power, that she could fly o'er land and stream and come dry shod through shower. At night 'twas said she had appeared, a cat of fearsome mien. Avoid she, devil, they had cried, to keep their spirits clean.
The spectral evidence was weighed and stern the parson spoke. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live, 'tis written in the book. Susanna Morton, so accused, spake with flaming eyes. I scorn these things, for they are not but filthy gossip's lies. Now those bewitched, they cried her out, and loud their voice did ring. They saw a bird above her head, an evil yellow thing. And so beneath the summer sky, Susanna Morton died. And still in scorn she faced the rope, her comely head held high.
Well, thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here. I'd like to tell you, I somehow get stuck with all the commercial messages, and so I'm going to make this a great big one. Over at that tent over there, and over at Florida Folk, Friends of Florida Folk tent over by the marble stage are tapes and records from all sorts of fine performers here, and 15% of the money that you pay to take somebody home with you goes to the festival, and so we'd like to encourage you to take us and anybody else that you choose home with you. Thank you.
Actually, you can take me home, and you can see me after, and you
and
won't
you
have
to pay.
And
you can keep
him,
too. It'd be a lot cheaper to take a tape. You ain't never tried feeding him out on the road, I'll tell you. This song is dedicated to the only white water in Florida, which is just right near here.
Big Shoals.
It's called Log Driver's Waltz.
You can sing along, too.
You can even dance.
For he goes barreling down the down white waters. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly.
Ask any girl in the parish around what pleases her most from her head to her toes. She'll say, I'm not sure that it's business of yours, but I love to waltz with my log driver. For he goes barreling down the down white waters. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. Both my parents I had to give way and waltz with the doctor, the merchant, the lawyer. Though their manners are fine, their feet are like clay, and none has the style of my log driver. For he goes barreling down the down white waters. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. When the drive's nearly over, I love to go down and watch all those men at their work on the river. For when the drive's over, then they'll all be in town, and we all love to waltz with our log driver. For he goes barreling down the down white waters. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. Barreling down the down white waters, the log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. Now I've had my chances at all kinds of
She's
men,
taken most of
but
them.
None has the style of my man of the river. So when the drive's over, if he asks me again, I'm sure I shall marry my log driver. For he goes barreling down the down white waters. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. Barreling down the down white waters. The log driver's waltz pleases girls completely.
Thank you.
Song's about something that often starts threatening Florida in a couple months. We haven't had a serious hurricane in a while. The hurricane that this song's about hit Puerto Rico and hit it pretty bad, killed some people in 79.
Brother Ernie said we could do one more. No.
On the tape.
Waltzing with Bears is on the first tape. We'll come over to the campground and do Waltzing with Bears later. Yeah. It's a tune written by Blind Blake. Chris, you got a place to sit?
Yeah, but this is going to be like an exciting new method here.
An exciting new method of guitar drum. It's a tune written by Blind Blake, who used to live in Jacksonville, of a storm that came through. It's a kind of maritime festival, so here's another sea tune. A storm that came through the islands in the late 20s. It's called Run, Come, See Jerusalem. It was 1929, a run comes. I remember that day pretty well.
1929, a run comes, see Jerusalem.
And they were talking about a storm in the islands.
Run comes, see.
My Lord, what a beautiful morning.
Talking about a storm in the islands.
Run comes, see Jerusalem. And there were three sail leaving out of the harbor.
Run comes, see.
But the mamas and the children on board.
Three sail leaving out of the harbor. Run comes, see Jerusalem.
It was the Ethel and the Myrtle and Pretoria.
Run, come, see.
We're out on the perilous ocean.
The Ethel and the Myrtle and Pretoria.
Run, come, see Jerusalem. Now the Ethel was bound for Fresh Creek.
Run, come, see.
She was out on the perilous ocean.
The Ethel was bound for Fresh Creek. Run, come, see Jerusalem.
And Pret Myrtle was bound for Stan. Okay.
Run, come, see.
With the mamas and the children on board,
the Myrtle was bound for Sanyaki.
Run, come, see Jerusalem. And Pretoria was out on the ocean.
Run, come, see.
Looking down on a beam in the sea.
Pretoria was out on the ocean. Run, come, see Jerusalem.
My God, and a big sea built up in the northwest.
Run, come, see.
And the mamas come scrubbing for their children.
And a big sea built up in the northwest.
Run, come, see Jerusalem.
My God,
and the first sea hit the Pretoria.
Run, come, see.
And the children come scrubbing for their mamas. And the first sea hit the Pretoria.
Run, come, see Jerusalem.
My God, and the sailor go down for the bottom.
Run, come, see.
And the captain comes running for the tiller, and the sailor
go down for the bottom.
Run, come, see Jerusalem.
They say, come now, witness your judgment.
Run, come, see.
And the women are crying for the Daniel God.
Come now, witness your judgment. Run, come, see Jerusalem.
And there were 33 souls on the water.
Run, come, see.
My Lord,
run, come, see. 33 souls on the water. Run, come, see Jerusalem.
Thank you and good night.
That was the Burr Oak Ensemble. Aren't they great? We're setting up now for the Culbreth family. Mr. Goose Culbreth, who is known as Goose Culbreth, is also known as one of the finest fiddlers in Florida. He's known all throughout his area as the best fiddler down there. And people have been making pilgrimages to his house for quite some time. I know that most everybody knows Mike Marshall, who became famous through playing dog music with David Grisman. Well, Mike Marshall has come down to play with Mr. Culbreth, and tonight he has his son and his nephew with him, and they are all fishermen. And after the Bureau of Florida Folklife Programs did some field work, they found out about Mr. Culbreth and his entire family, and so this is a family band. All weekend, they're going to be here with the Maritime Project. And if you want to find out more about their fishing or more about their music, they'll be glad to talk to you. Have you been over there? Have you been to the Maritime Project? Yeah, it's great. There's this guy. He's standing up on a scaffold, you know. Did you see that guy? And he's got these incredibly long oyster tongues, and he's got some oyster shells down there. And the only way you could get a better view is if you, like, got a mask or something and got under the water and sort of watched him. And you can sort of imagine you're under the water, you know, and he's collecting with his tongues. It's really a great area. And they have a man who's building miniature boats. We were listening to him today, and a kid said, well, these boats float. And the man said, well, they're pretty expensive, and he hadn't put any in the water, but he allowed as how he thought that they would. So when they get ready, welcome the Cold Breath family, please.
While they get their last bit done, I want to tell you, I went down and visited these folks down in Cortez, where they're from, and their house they used to live in is known as the Cortez Grand Old Opry. And I don't know if anyone was to the Maritime area today, you probably heard about this, but they did so much picking over the years down there that the house they lived in got called that locally. And then after they moved out, nobody would move in or tear down the old house. They just kept it there as a museum to their family, the Cortez Grand Old Opry. And one of the reasons is that Goose's father was a fine, fine fiddler who originally was from up here in Hamilton County. So he's lucky enough to have passed down to him a great fiddling tradition. And then he carries it on in the next generations of Colbreths that we have here, his son Lloyd and his nephew Richard. So we're going to hear some fine picking from the Cortez Grand Old Opry.
Testing. First number we're going to try to do for you is Alabama Jubilee. See Deacon Jones when he rattles his bones. Old Parson Brown running round like a clown. Old Auntie Mama, she's past 83. Shot and I'm full of pep. Watch your step, watch your step. Old one-legged Joe running round on his sore toe. Threw away his crutch and hollered, hey, let her go. Oh, honey, hail, hail. The gang's all here for the Alabama Jubilee. Thank you.
Thank you.
We need some more monitor on the fiddle, please.
Need someone else over here. I can't hear you.
And next number, the Orange Blossom Special.
Thank you.